Well, the captives returned, some of them, most of them stayed, but the captives, some of them did return to Zion, and the idea was that they would rebuild the city and the temple. But what happened? They didn't, really. And Isaiah 61 verse 4 says, they shall build the old wastes, they shall raise up or arise the former desolations. And that word for arise is the word often used about the rising up of the exiles to rebuild Jerusalem. Yeah. Nehemiah, arise, let us arise and build. He's alluding here to Isaiah 61, 4, they shall arise and build the former desolations. It's used several times, Ezra 1, Ezra 3, Ezra 9, Nehemiah 2, Nehemiah 3, this word for rising up, to go back to the land and rebuild Zion. The prophecies of Isaiah in Isaiah 51, 52, and 61, verse 4, as we're looking at, had been to arise, Jerusalem, arise, shine, Zion, for your light has come, Isaiah 60. And yet this didn't happen. The light of Zion, the return of the Shekinah glory to the temple, possibly the glory of a messianic ruler, did not arise because they did not really arise and rebuild. Isaiah 61:4 goes on, they shall repair the waste cities, the desolations of many generations. But Haggai 1 says, verse 4, that the temple lay waste, same word, desolate. They were to repair the desolation, the waste, but they didn't. And so when they instead assimilate with the people around them in Palestine and they marry them, Ezra tears his priestly garment in Ezra 9 and he sits down desolated, same word. They were to rebuild the desolations, but he sits down desolated. He realizes this was not going to come true, as it could have done, and that was the tragedy. Now, in Isaiah 58, 12 and 13, those who shall be of you shall build the old waste places, you shall raise up the foundations, you shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of paths to dwell in, if you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, from doing your pleasure on my holy day. But they didn't. We know that they traded on the Sabbath, and Nehemiah had to rebuke them for abusing the Sabbath and shut the gates so they couldn't sneak out and trade on the Sabbath. So why didn't they make use of this huge prophetic potential to rebuild the city and temple as they could have done? Well, that's where Haggai 1 really hits home. Is it a time for you yourselves to dwell in your sealed houses, panelled houses, while this house lies waste, lies desolate? They didn't want to fulfill the prophecies because they were more concerned with their own house. And so the issue is, do you want to build up your own house or do you want to build up God's house? And for us, it could be a literal house or that second home, that holiday home or whatever, clearing that mortgage, getting that bigger property. Or it could be the house in the sense of your family, doing everything to build up, as you see it, a firm foundation for your kids in the time to come, etc. None of these things are, of course, in themselves sinful. It is quite normal to provide for your own family. It's quite normal to provide for your family a house to live in. That's quite normal. But they were so obsessed with this, in the same way as the world around us is obsessed. And so, therefore, the things of God's house, his family, his physical house in their context, just became nothing at all. Now, the word for sealed or paneled is found in 1 Kings in the 6 and 7 and describing the roofing of the first temple. But instead of trying to rebuild that, they just built their own houses. So Ezekiel had prophesied that ultimately the glory would fill the temple as it had done before in Ezekiel 43, but it didn't. God had said in Isaiah 60 that he would glorify his house. But of course, all that was dependent upon them glorifying the house, but they were more interested in their own houses. So why did they return then? Well, again, Haggai 1:9 explains, you looked for much, and behold, it came to little, and when you brought it home, I blew it away. They expected big harvests. When they got to Palestine, there was a famine, and they were disappointed at the poor yields. So I think the Jews who did return were probably motivated like the early white settlers in Africa, particularly southern Africa. They went out there thinking they want a good thing, looking for personal betterment, to get their bit of land and imagining great harvests, etc., better than it was where they came from. So they externally obeyed the command to return, but they had their own petty agendas. And you see that as a problem in our lives. Why, for example, does that young woman so zealously attend church? Is it to worship God and build up his family? Or because she thinks she might meet Mr. Wright there at the church, and so forth. And it all comes together when God says, why, Haggai 1, why is this? Because of my house that lies waste, while each of you is busy with his own house. No, you're not going to have great harvests, because you have chosen your houses over mine. And this is an abiding challenge to us. Is it God's house, or is it mine?